At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hey all, Peter Zine here, coming to you from a windy Colorado. We're taking a couple of questions from the Patreon page today. Specifically, a lot of talk in Washington these days is about replacing all income taxes with an import tariff. Is this possible? What do you think about it? What would it look like? Great question. The proposal dates back to something that predates the income tax, which was really adopted only about a century ago. But you have to keep in mind the volumes in question. Today, the United States imports about $14.2 trillion of goods and services. About 3/4 of that is goods. And the income tax generates about $2.7 trillion of income. So if your goal is to zero out the income tax, you need a tariff on everything, not just from China, everything, that is in the range of 50% to 65%. I guarantee you, if you increase the price of things by half, it's going to change how we live. For example, we bring in a lot of Canadian crude, heavy stuff that is then refined into distillates such as gasoline and diesel, which are the primary fuel source for most of, say, the Midwestern part of the United States. That would go to zero almost overnight with a 50% increase. So we'd have lots of reshuffling. We'd have to basically shut down trade relations with all of our major countries that participate in supply chains with us, and anything that is electronic that comes in East Asia would get very expensive. So you'd have some big impacts. The reason why you'd have this such a huge mismatch is we don't have the same economy that we had back during the times in the 1800s when tariffs were our primary source of income. So we have built out the social welfare state with Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, and defense now being our 4 biggest line items in the government. So if you were to zero out Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, then you could perhaps talk about doing an equalization with a tariff that's only around 20 or 30%. But I would argue that that would require a lot of political evolutions in the United States that we are not quite ready to cope with at the moment. So it's an interesting idea, but as a as an income tax eliminator, we're nowhere near to tariffs being the solution to that particular problem.